We are on Daf, Tzadik Hei, Amid Aleph. Let us continue the Gemara. Ika da Amri. The Gemara had had a Shaila. From Meir holds, Shinu Ikaina, we had a Memre, a Baraisa, Tana Rabbanon, a Geisel, Rochel, Vigozozo, Pora, Vyoldo, Vishalem, Oiso, Vesgiza Iser, Vespolode Iser, Divre Rabbi Meir. That even though it was Yoldo, Vigozozo, so the Zicha was a Shinui, and the Uber became a Vlad, the Giza became Gozos, which is a Shinui. Afal Pikain, Rameya holds, he has to return the Giza and the Vlad. And the Gemara had a Shaila, what is the Svar of Rameya? Does Rameya Baklal disagree in the concept of Kinyan Shinui? He holds Shinui bin Kaimoy Medes, followed by a Shinui Deloy Hodar. Or does he hold Meikar Adin that Shinui is Kaine, but Chazal Kansan the Gazlan, he should not be Marviach, should not profit from the Gzela. He stole a Porim Uberes, and now he's going to acquire a blood. So therefore Chazal Kansan him that he's not Kaine the blood, he's not Kaine the Gizel. It's only with the Rabbonon, he's not Kaine. The Gemara says, an afkemina will be if there was a shini l'reyese. So if we say that Ramei hold shini is in kaine, so a shini l'reyese, he'll say, reisha loch lefanecha. The time is, because holds shini is kaine, if he holds shini is kaine, it's only a knas, so the knas was only that he shouldn't be mavia from the gzeila, but a shini l'reyes, he will not be able to say rei shaloch lefanecha because it's not shaloch. He was kaine b'shinui. And the Gemara brought a raya from a Mishnah that a tzabe was given tzema tzvoy elei odaim v'tzavoy shocher, and Rameya says that the tzema belongs to the tzaba. He was, he just pays him how much the tzema was worth. So we see clearly that Rameya is moide that there is a concept of shinui, shinui kaine, because here it says that the tzaba only has to pay him for the tzema, and the tzema tzavua belongs to the tzaba. So we see Rameya holds shinui is kaine. And Rashi explains, but here there's no inyan to kansen the tzabe, the lav gazlun hu, the lav choyte hu, loikonis, the shoygeku. So let us remain the way we said yesterday, that's the more poshita way, that he's not a gazlun gomer, even though the loshen is not mashma like that, he's not a gazlun gomer, he's a shoygek. In reality, he is a Gazlan, because Maver Adas Bailam has a Teres Gazlan. But he's not a Gazlan that they cancelled. He's a Shoigig, so they didn't cancel him, so that's why he's kind of the Tzema. Ike da Amri. Now there's a second Loshen in the Gemara. Ho loy iboinam. This Shaila was never a Shaila. What Rameya holds, what the reason of Rameya is that Rameya says, Mishalem oisav ves gizay serves lod oisav. We never heard a shayla. What's pshat in Rameya? Midaapech Rav, because Rav was mapech, a Mishnah further. The Mishnah, the Tony, and Rav said, the Nusach Mishnah goes as follows. Gozal poro vehiskino, avodim vehiskinu, mishalem kishas agzele, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rav was mahapach the Mishnah, Rameya holds avodim harem kemetaltalim, and shini is koina by avodim also, so therefore avodim is kinu, you cannot say harei shaloch lefonech. Because it's not shaloch. He was koina b'shini, the gazel was koina b'shini. So, from the reisha we see clearly that Rameya holds that shini is koina. Sai by apore, sai by avodim. So we see clearly that Rameya holds that shini is koina. Vachachomim oimrem, bavodim oimer loy harei shaloch lefonecho. Chomim hold, by avodim shini is not koine, because avodim is upshalakakois, kakein in exeles, so there's no concept of kinyin shinui by avodim. So memele, you can say harei shaloch lefonecho. Abal koponim, vadai le rameya shini koine. That's poshet. Rameya holds, from this Mishnah we see clearly, that he holds shini koine. And how do we understand pshat in the baraisa? A goizel rochel v'gozuzo pora v'yolda mishalim oisa v'esgiza isel v'esvloda isel. He has to return the giza and the blood. Aye, there was a shini. V'hochek noso hu de kokonis lay. So zichet the time is because he consents. That's no shayla. We know clearly the lomdas of Rameya. Rameya holds shini koinem. That we can derive from the Mishnah, Agoizel, Gozel Poraviskino. So Kochoch, this sicha works b'teiras knas. So what was the shayla in Rameya? The shayla in Rameya was ki kokonis b'meizit. When was Rameya koinis? Could be dafke b'meizit. Avol b'shoigik loikonis. But b'shoigik, if the gazlan was a shoigik, so could be there he didn't cancel. That was our shaila. Let us see what Rashi says. Midaapech av lekamam b'pirkin, b'shoigik. So what's the case of shaygik? So Rashi says, "Kegoin loykeach shalokach migazlim vihishbicha v'loyoda shehi gzula." So let us try to understand. Let's say Rashi is speaking about as follows: a loykeach purchased a rochel toune, a stolen rochel. And he was Ashbiach, the Rochel Tune, that means he cut off the Giza. So now before the Giza, the Rochel was worth, let's say, $1,000, and the Giza was worth $300, now it's worth $400. But the Loyota Shehigzula, the Leikeach, did not know at all that it's a Gagazel to Rochel. Now, the Emerson, the Lekech is also a Gazlan. I mean, he has a stolen Rochel. And he made a Shinui in the Gizeh. He cut the Gizeh. Would seem that there's also Kinyan Shinui over here, Meikar Adin. The Shaila is, do we cancel him? He was more or less innocent. He was a shaygig. He didn't know that this is a stolen rochel. So maybe they didn't cancel. That was the shayla. Yeah. Zuk the Gemara Toshma. So the Gemara wants to be patient. This shayla from a baraisa. Now, we're going to figure out the raya at the end. First, the Gemara is going to prove that the baraisa goes according to Rameya. And then the Gemara is going to prove that it's speaking about Agan of Bishoygik. And then we're going to say, and we see they cancel the Agan of Bishoygik. But we're going to go through up the whole Shakla Batalya until we get to the Maskal. Toshma. Chamisha goyven min hamechurol. there are five cases that one is goyve from only the nichse b'nei chayrim. You don't mourn from mishubodim. That means if Reuven owes Shimon money, you can only, and the karka of Reuven is meshubet to Shimon, you can only mourn from this karka calls man, it is by Reuven. If Reuven sells it to Levi, you cannot mourn from Levi. What are these five cases? The Elu hein peiris ushvach peiris. We'll see soon what this means. Vamekabel olav lozain ben ishtoi ubas ishtoi. A person was mekabel on himself. He married an isha, a second isha, and she came along with a ben, or a bas. He was mekabel that he'll give them his oinus. Now, this is a davar she'ein lo kitzva. Who knows how long this will last? They'll have to give mezainis to the men of the bas. Normally, when one month from mishubodim, that means the lekeach buys from someone who owes money, say, now you month from the lekeach. What was the chet of the lekeach? Why should the lekeach have to give up the karka he purchased, because it's meshubet. But there's a tain on the lekeach. Why did you purchase a karka that there's a lien on it, that there's a shibud on it? I mean, you should realize that that it's meshubet. You had no right to buy it. What should you have done? You should have made sure that this karka is left over by the person who's mechuyev, that if they'll mourn from him, he'll have what to pay. If you took the last karka, that's meshubet, so it's iudavsa danavsha. Why did you take it? You know they're going to mourn from you. So therefore, that's why we mourn from lekuchas. It's their fault. They shouldn't have purchased a karka meshubet without leaving over other karkois by the person who's mechuyev. But what if one cannot accurately figure out how many karkois are needed to pay up the shibud? That means this person is makabel lozen es ben ishtai bas ishtai. Who knows how long this will be? This is the vorm shein lamshir. So memele, Chazal made a takone. If we will say you can always mon from lekuches, even though they could, there was no way to figure out how much is shilibova and how much they're permitted to purchase, so the economy would go down the drain. So mishum takona salakuches, we made by certain inyonim that you don't mourn from the lakuches, you only mourn from the ben chayim. So this is v'mekabel olav lozen ben ishay bas ishtay. We don't mourn from the lakuches. You can only mourn minei. The get choiv she'ein bo achayis. A shtar choiv that achayis were not written in the shtar. That means, tzabashpol and aksubis, we write kula nichsin, achoyin, barvoyin. The ksubit says that the chosin is meshabed all his achayis to pay up the choiv. You know, if Hafel of Maglinid Al Kaspoi, but he's Mevshabat, all the Achayas that he had, all the Nechosim that he has. What is, if there's a Shtar Choyv, and it doesn't say in the Shtar, all my Nechosim should be Achroi to pay up this Choyv. No, so if the Loive was not Mevshabat himself, Beferish, in the Shtar, so you see, he's not interested in being Mevshabat himself. That's veget choiv she'ein bo yachayis. If it doesn't say in the shtar he was meshabet his karkois to pay up the choiv, she can only mourn from him. Minei, you can't mourn from the lekuchas. Uksubas isha she'ein bo achayis. Another case, if a chosin wrote a ksuba, and also he was not mekabel achais. He didn't say like it says in Aksubis, kol nichsi achroin barvoin. He didn't say that. So he can only mon from minei of the chosin, from the bnei chayrin. You can't mon from the mishabot. So we have here five cases. They can only mon from bnei chayrin and not from mishabot. So now the Gemara delves on these last two cases for a minute. Man shametle the omar achayis lav toy seifer. There's a man the omar that holds that if you, let's say, we'll have a ksuba that comes in front of us, and the ksuba doesn't say this nusach in the ksuba kol nichsi achroin varvoin, doesn't say that in the ksuba. So there's a man the omar that says that doesn't mean anything. Normally a person makes a ksuba, a person borrows money, zicher, the zicher, the das of the malva and the loiva was that his mishabed is nechosem. Why should they be different than all other malvas in the noshim? The zicher, there was a zicher, an intent to be mishabed in nechosem. It doesn't say in the shtar. So some of the sefer made a toys, he left it out. He left out one of these things, but it's zicher, we have to attribute it, and we have a shaila. Is this a modne halvo? That means he borrowed money without being mishabed as nechosim. Is this a modne ksube? Or I say it's not modne. It's mistamel. It's like every other halvo. We don't find it in the written in the nusach hashtar, the nusach haksube. Some of the sefer forgot to put it in, but don't. From this hashmot of the sefer, don't make a whole shtick Torah that this is a different type of alvo, a different type of aksub. So there's a machlekes in this. Rav Meir personally holds achayis lav to a sefer. Rav Meir says no. You don't attribute things to toes. We have here a shtar. We see the Kabbalos Achayis was omitted. That means something. Don't say it means that they spoke out that there won't be any Achayis. The Malva was masking, the Kala was masking. In the Hashmote of the Kabbalos Achayis tells us there was no Achayis. Fine. That's what Rameya holds. Fine. And we see this Baraisa also holds like that, because the Baraisa says there's two of the five cases which you cannot mon from Mishabodim is if it wasn't written Achayis in the Shtar. So that is Rameya. Rameya holds that Achayis loved Tosef. So now we just figured out that this Barais is going according to Rameya. Well, now that we know it's going according to Rameya, now we can be patient the Shaila that we cleared. What does Rameya hold by a gazlan b'shoigik? Did they cancel or didn't they cancel? That was our shayla. Now we can figure this out from this baraisa. Oktoni, it says in the baraisa, peres ushvach peres. Ushvach kakois. Shvach peres hechidom. What is the case of it? How does it go, Shvach Kakois? What is the case of Shvach? What are we talking about that you don't mon from Mishubodim? Kegoin. So, the case is as follows. Shegozal Sode Mechaveiroi. Reuven stole Shimon Sode. Umocha Laacher, and Reuven sold it to Levi. So now we have Reuven is the Gazlan, Shimon is the Nigzal, and Levi is the Lekerich. Fine? V'hishbicho. And now Levi was Mashbiach the Skarke. He invested in the Skarke. He was Mizabalit. He planted trees there. He was Mashbiach the Karke. V'arei hi yoitze mitachas yodoy. And now Shimon comes to Levi. And he tells them, you know, this karka is my karka. You invested in a stolen karka. That's never a very nalish thing you did, but you give me back the karka. He takes back the karka. Shimon takes back. I mean, you invested in my karka. He takes back the karka. So, Levi has nothing to handle with Shimon. What does he tell Shimon? It's seen a minute. Shimon takes away the shvach. Shimon takes away. It's my karka. Alo yashvach. The karka is mine. All that Levi can do is handle with Reuven. Why? The Reuven, the moicher, when Reuven writes a shtar, so in the shtar he writes, in order to assure the lekeach, if it will be taken away from him, so the moicher writes in the shtar, that he's mekabel achayis, if anything happens, I'll take away from you the karka, I'm achroi, I'll give you back your money, and I'll pay you, if you were mashbiach the karka, I'll pay you for the shvach. I'll pay you for the shvach. So now, whoever cholim that this would happen, begits it happened. So now Levi comes to Reuven, and he comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, you owe me the money I gave you. That's for the karka. I gave you money for the karka. You stole me a stolen karka. And you owe me money for the shvach. That means I invested money in this karka, and now it was taken away from me. You owe me money from the shvach. Now, so let us see. Keep going. Shagoza al soda mechaveiroi, umocha la'acher, behishbicho. And the Levi, the lekeach, was mashbich this karka. Verehi yoitzo mitachas yodi. And now, Shimon took away this karka, lock, stock, and barrel, took away the karka with the shvach. Shehugoive, now he's coming back to Reuven. So it's as follows. Goive es hakeren menechosim mishubodim. The keren is goive menechosim mishubodim. That means he comes, I gave you $5,000 for the karka. He took away the karka. Give me back the $5,000. This $5,000, he's goive menechosim mishubodim. Es hashvach menechosim b'nei chayrim. And the shvach, he mons from menechosim b'nei chayrim. So let's just understand this halacha so far. That means this is one of the cases you do not mon from mishabodim. And the reason is very poshut. Because when Reuven sold the karka to Levi, he was mekabel achayis. So now when Yehuda will buy another karka from Reuven, so he knows like this. Before he buys the karka, he says, how much the karka you sold, how much did you get for it? $5,000. Fine. So he's going to make sure that Reuven will have left over karka of $5,000. He won't buy that karka. And if he did buy it, see, davse danavshe. That means you know it's meshubit, to Levi, why did you buy it? So Mamela, if he bought a karka and he didn't leave over enough karkois by Reuven, that's his hagluck, and you'll mum from Yehuda the Kerem. The Shvach, what, he doesn't know how much Levi's gonna be meshmich the karka. How much karka should he leave over? Who knows what Levi is going to do with the karka? How much he's going to invest in the karka? $1,000, $100,000, $1,000,000, he doesn't know. Ooh, this is an unpredictable thing. So Mamela, so if you'll mon the shvach from him, from the lekuchas from Yehuda, so people will stop buying karkois. So Chazal said, shvach karkois, I would have said shvach peiros, this means shvach karkois. Shvach karkois, you cannot mon from the lekuchas. That's one of the things you mon from Reuven's b'nei chayrim, you don't mon from the lekuchas. So the Gemara assumed, what was the case? The osa bal are, v'shokel are u'shvoche. It's speaking about when Shimon came, that's what we say, you don't mon shvach karkois from Yehuda. What's speaking about? It is speaking about that Shimon came. Let's be megashim dinyim. Reuven stole a karka from Shimon. Then Reuven went and sold his karka to Levi for $5,000. Now, Levi invested, he was mashbich the kaka $2,000. That was the case. Now, Shimon came to Levi, and Shimon told Levi, this is my kaka, give me the kaka lock, stock, and belt. He took back a kaka that's worth $7,000. Now, Levi is coming to Reuven and telling Reuven, no, you owe me $7,000, you're mekabel achayis, on the keren and on the shvach. So it says, in this paraisa, that the $5,000 you can mum from Mishabodim, and the $2,000 you cannot mum from Mishabodim, you only can mum from Necher. That is the story. Now, let us just go a step further. Now, the Gemara understood, we'll see in Tosfos, it was a muchach to say like that, but that's how the Gemara understood. The Gemara understood that Yimon, the Shvach Kakois means $2,000 of what the Shvach, how much the Shvach is worth, he mons from the Moicha from Ula. Now, there's a problem in this. L'chayre, the Shimon who took away everything from Levi, Abi Alocha was not entitled to take everything from Levi. Why? Because Levi, good, it's your karke, it's gozel, but he invested money in the karke. Forget about the shvach, how much it's worth after the invest, but there was a partial investment. You have here, there was a choice that Levi invested in the karke. There was zevel, there were trees. He made a whole garachke. Now, there's no legitimate reason that Shimon can keep this. Afilu, let's forget about this scenario that the kalke was a stolen kalke and Levi bought it. Let's forget about this scenario. Let's talk about a different scenario. That Shimon is a kalke and Levi goes and is mashbiach Shimon's kalke. So al kaponim, the haitzos, the yitzis that Levi put into the kalke, Shimon doesn't keep the kalke and he says, thank you very much, and you have to pay money for it. I invested money in this kalke. At least the yitzis he has to pay for. And here the Gemara understood, from the way the Gemara understood Pshat and the Braise, Shvach kalkoi Shimon from Ben Chayrim, and one of the shvach karkois means the complete shvach, the itzois, the shvach yeser al itzois, everything yimon from the moicha, everything Levi mons from Reuven. And Shimon takes everything away without batting an eyelash. Now this doesn't make sense for Pialoche, but this is how the Gemara understood. So the Gemara understood, so what's the yosha over here? So I understood, you know why? Because Levi is also a shtickel shagetz. Levi is, he bought a gegazel tekarke. Levi bought a gegazel tekarke. A gegazel tekarke, we're gonna cancel you. The haitzois that you put into this karke, you will not get it back from Shimon. I'm sorry, we're gonna take away this haitzois. You're gonna learn once and for all that crime does not pay. You're a gazel. You didn't know, you're innocent. We cancel. And the nigzal does not have to give you a penny. And this is b'toyres knas. We can't send a gazel. Baruch Hashem, the moicha was mekabel achayis. When you bought it from the moicha, it was mekabel achayis. So what the moicha can't still handle him. If he has b'nei chayrim, you come on from the b'nei chayrim, the shvach. If he doesn't have b'nei chayrim, so it's your hard luck. But this is Pshat the Baraisa. So what did we figure out now? We have a Baraisa that we know it's going according to Rameya. We know it's going according to Rameya because it also says in the Baraisa that Achai is Lavtoi Seiferu. So we know it's going according to Rameya. And this Baraisa also says that he mons the complete Shvach from the Meicher and nothing from the Nigzal, and this is not Oiskalt Napi Aloche. So Kochach, because we cancelled the Likayach. Kochach was we cancelled the Likayach. Now, Now, how do we know that we're talking about a lekeach who was a shaygeik, he was a shtickle? I mean, but that's the shail of the Gemara. We know that may comes from the agrobe kazon, that's for sure. Shini is koine, he said, now you have to give it back. We know that. Here we're talking about a shtickle innocent kazon, a shaygeik. How do we know that here we're speaking about a shtickle innocent kazon? So, let us just give a little agdama. So the Teirus Chaim says, you have to know like this. If Reuven stole Shimon's karke, there's nicha akoil. I mean, this is not something that you don't pickpocket a karke. That means if this karke once belonged to Shimon and Reuven stole it from him, there's nicha akoil. So Levi, when Levi bought the karke, Levi zicha knew it's a stolen karke. But Levi wasn't alone. So what if Levi is Nalam? Because the scenario was as follows. The scenario was that Shimon was Miyayish. Shimon was Miyayish from the Kalka. This is how we have to understand it. That Shimon was Miyayish. That's how Reuven is sitting in the Kalka. Levi knew about it. Because Levi knew it. These aren't Seidis. Levi knew it's a stolen Kalka. But Levi held, no, either Yish is Kaine, so it belongs to Reuven, he knows Kloshima was Miyais. Either Yish is Kaine, or it's Yish Vishini Rishus, that he doesn't, he wasn't too big a lamben that to know if Yish Kaine, or Yish Vishini Rishus is Zicha Kaine. Yeah, so Memele, but he knew so much that Yish Vishini Rishus is Zicha Kaine. Fine. So he felt that he didn't do any avla whatsoever by purchasing the karke. Good. Remember, he has all the sympathies for Shimon, but this is light. That's why he bought the karke. But leider, he was a shtikel amoretz. Where was his amoretz? He didn't know that karke ain't an exelus. That he didn't know. Karke ain't an exelus, he didn't know. So, he didn't know karke, because if he would have known karke ain't an exelus, so then it's a pasnash ken yish have karke, then the yish doesn't work. Yish only works on something that was stolen. It's avud. So then there's a concept of Yish. If it's ainin exelus, it's oimed boshu shimon. So there's no din Yish. There's no din Yish v'shini reshus. There's nothing over it. Yish v'shini reshus also need kinyan exela. This shtickle he didn't know. So we're talking about an ama oretz, but that's the scenario. That means that Reuven Chaim says, "Mr. Meizicha knew that it was stolen. Let's not fool ourselves. Karka that was stolen, Mr. you know about that it's stolen. But it's speaking about that, Mr. Reivitz says, it's speaking about that the Nigzel was Miyayish. So this Levi held that, he was Miyayish, so I can buy it. He bought it. And he was Mashbiachit. Lamaise, he is a gazlan because Yish doesn't help. Karkein and exelus. So here we have a gazlan, which is a shtikel innocent. He's a shaykik. He didn't know. He didn't know karkein and exelus. So memele and vaf al pikein. It says in this baraisa, the Gemara understood. It says in this baraisa that he mourns the complete shvach from Reuven. Shimon doesn't give him a penny. And that is arois kahalt na pi alocha, because the yitzias zicha Shimon should have paid him for it, is arois kishpart at rameya holds a gazlan b'shaygik. He also consent, and that is why Shimon doesn't have to pay him the yitzias. That's the raya from the Gemara. Now let us see innovating in the Gemara. My love. So, Mestoma, what is the case that we're speaking about? Ba'ama Oretz, we're speaking about the Lekech is Ama Oretz. Maker Akimta, speaking about all people. Most people are Amaratzim. They don't know Klod, Alochis, Kark, and Exelis. Maila, Ba'ama Oretz, the Loyoda, the Kark, and Exelis, he ain't an Exelis. So, Memele, when he bought the Kark, he thought he's a Tzadik Yisoid Oilom. He was under the impression that it's Yish Vashini Rishus. So he felt he's not doing anything wrong. Vafilochi kosi balkarka shimin, the nigzel comes. Vishokil la aro shvachor. He takes back the karka with a complete shvach, and he doesn't give him a red cent for the yitzias. So, kolchoch, we see that Rameya holds that they can't send a filo by a shaygig. We'll push it to Shaila. Omri, so the Gemara says, loy, no, it's not right from this baraisa. Speaking about Beleikeach Talmud Chochem Biyoda. Leider, he was a Talmud Chochem, and he knew that Karka ain't an exalus, and he still bought it, he's taka shegetz, so here you can't send, here I may can't send, very good, we won't pay him the yitzis. But could be by, we're making a kimf, he can't prove it. We have a baraisa in your proving from the baraisa that Ramey can't send up a shegetz, maybe it's not the case, maybe it's speaking about that he was amazed, he knew karke, ain't an exalus, and he still bought the karke, that is why Ramey can't. Let us go further, and then we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Toshma, Litzboya loy odom v'tzovei shochem. So before the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, the Ramea kansen b'shoigik. Now the Gemara is going to bring a fakert raya. We learned a Mishnah, Litzboya loy odom v'tzovei shochem. A person who dies, Tzema, was given Tzema with the instructions to color it red, v'tzovei shochem. Shocher v'tzovei yodayim. Rameir Omer, noisein loy demei tzimroi. So this tzabo keeps the tzemer. He keeps the tzemer that was mushbach through the tzviyim. And noisein loy demei tzimroi. And he gives him the money, how much the tzemer was worth when he received it. Demei tzimroi ein. He just pays him for the tzemer. It's better to say to take away the demei tzimrei yishvach eloi, but he doesn't give him back the tzemer and the shvach. Vishalke daitach b'shoigik namikonis, if Rameya kansen b'shoigik also, demei tzimrei yishvach eboi lemeisev lei. So he should have given him, not the mei, he should have given him the tzemer and the shvach, if he kansen that he's not koine b'shinoi. He should give him back the tzemo with the shvach. El alav shmamino b'meizet konis b'shoigik le'konis shmamino. So a poishet the shayla that Rameya holds that b'shoigik didn't come. Let us see Rashi. Get choy, shtar choy. She'en bo yachayis. Shloi shibed loi loive bishas alvo es nechotsov. Loi kotsov loi kol nichsei achroin loch lefroya milveze. He did not write that he's mishabed his karkois. So who is the Tana that holds that achayis lav to a soitol? Ve'ene goive menechosem mishabodim. We don't assume there wouldn't be a person that would lend money without shibud nichsi loive. It doesn't say it in the shtav. The sefer made a toys. It didn't matter chayis. I don't say that. Aladav kozlina basu shtar. Rameya says there's no chayis in the shtar. So it's a raya that this was halvo without a chayis. Rameya b'shnayim oichzim, motzer shitrei choyim, ein bam achayis nachozim, yachzer lefishem bezden, nifroi mehem. There it says they found a shtar choyim, and the loive says that he didn't lose it, the malva lost it, you return it to the malva, we're not afraid of knunya de lekuches, because a shtar choyim ein shem bam achayis nachozim. You don't mind from the lekuches, and this is Rameya. Kshehu goive halekeach choyzer al hagazlin. When now the lekeach goes to the gazlin, who was the moicher, שהנגזל בו ונויטל שדהו כמישהו. The nigzal takes the field lock, stock, and barrel without giving him a red cent for the yitzias, for the shvach. Olekech hoizer ala gazlan shemocho loy bachay. Goyve menachose mishubodim shohu kodam. That means this lekeach was before the second lekeach who purchased the other kakois. Bahave kemilva bishtar shekosele bishtar mechirishim yitrafu mimena yarza v'yigve menachoso. So the second lekeach knew about this first mechir and the first shibud. Konis v'lehedel shvach lenigzol means the yitzis of the shvach. Tzavai shaygik. This is called a shaygik. Why is it called a shaygik? He gave him instructions to dye it red and he dyed it black. The ike inshi tuve. There are many people, the loyodi da osa lishanis bedibo shal balabais, who do not know that the balabos is a shulchan aruch. You have to be dyke every word that he said. He said, he should dye it red. Diet red. People look at him like a mishugana. I know what's better for him. He said red. I'll do black. He feels he's not doing anything wrong. Halachically, he is doing wrong, but I'll call upon him. He feels he's not doing wrong. So this is a shoygek. He's a very, he's not a grove gazlan. He's a shoygek. Va'afal pika. And here we see we didn't cancel him. So we see Ramey did not cancel Nagazlan B'shaykik. Okay, now let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis. Chamisha Goyven min Amachura. This Paraisa tells us that there are five people who do not mourn for Mishabod. Zuk Taisvis, I got news for you. Af al gav the tone minyone, even though the baraisa says a minyan, I can count without the baraisa. And usually when the baraisa says a minyan, that means these are the only cases that you do not mum for mishabodim. Chamisha goyven minach mechorim. Only these five cases. So Taisa says, no, even though he said a minyan, tone vishaya. He left over. There's more cases also you don't mum for mishabodim. Hanach this nan banizokim. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that mentions other cases you do not mon from Mishabodim. What are these cases? Ein maitzin lamozein ha'isha v'abonais v'nachosa Mishabodim v'neitikin ha'ilam. There the din is as follows. The halacha is that if a husband dies and the wife is not goyve the ksube, so she is a right to get mezainis from the Yerushas Abal, though she gets married or she bisgoyve the ksubin. She has a right to get mezainis. That's from the obligations of the husband. Now, again, the bonis. The bonis also the same thing. The bonis, if you have daughters and sons, so midina teire, the bonim yashin. They machalik the Yerusha. But there's a tnai ksuba that the bonois have a right to mum from the Yerusha mezainis till a certain zman, till they get married. Al koponim, they have a right to be goyve mezainis, the bonois. Now, in these two cases, now this was written b'shas when he wrote the ksuba. When he wrote the ksuba, this is the tnai ksuba, the bonois on the zainis, the isha is mezainis. Now, when he wrote this, he was Meshabbat his kakois. Now, Lukuchas will never know how many daughters will he have. Will this person die young? Will he die old? The whole Indian of how careful he has to be to leave over kakois to ensure that these favors will be paid up. No one can ever know. So again, if people will be cautious and won't purchase kakois, the economy will go down the drain. So Chazal said, Zaynes ha'isha v'abonais came on from the Shabbatim, can only mon from the Bnei Chayr. Akaponim, we have two more cases that you mon from Bnei Chayr. V'hosam nam Mishaya, in that Mishnah also, this is Bnei Tikkun Olam, it's Mishaya Mekabel Olvozim Ben Ishtoy, Yubas Ishtoy, V'get Choyv Shein Boyachayis. From this, Bereise is a kasha and shmu. The Omer of a perikam of the Bob Metzia. Oimer hoya Rab Meir, shtachoyv she'en bo yachayis nechosim, en goyve loyme nechosim mishubodim v'loyme b'neichoyim. A very interesting memory of Shmuel. Let's not go into the reason of it. Beis Hashem on the land of Shmuel said, Amor Dikechidish. Shmuel said that Rameya holds, if you find a shtar chayv without a chayis, this is very, very modern. I mean, a person lends money, and it's not written a chayis in the shtar. He wrote a shtar without a chayis. So Shmuel had a cheshbin, he said, according to Rameya, you can't mum from the shtar. This shtar is worthless. You can't even mum from the nechayim. It's a very modern shtar. You either lend money without a chayis. The person relies on the chayis. And here it was done without a chayis. You can't even mum from the nechayim. Fine. That's what Shmuel holds. Zuktoisvis. This is Shmuel and Bob Metzia. Zuktoisvis. Ooh. So now I have a kashe. And I'm learning Bob Kama. I learned here Baraisa. The Baraisa says that what? That a get, she'ein bo yachayis, you mon from a chulorin, you don't mon from a shibodin. Klo, not like Shmuel. That's the Swiss kasha. What seems, so me'em bo bo dochet the gemorin and bo metzi, should have schlugged off Shmuel from this Baraisa. Mehoche koshel shmu dam pe kam da bam tzi ay ma hay a meya sta khay shaim ba khay sn khos men gay ve loy men khos mish ba loy men bnay khay mehoche mash me de gov im bnay khay so me mele tays found a bereise ba ba kam that's klar not like shmu so tays says listen it's not such a gewaldike metzie mi belaf ochi tays shmu hasam mi bereise khit ich mein gut They schlugged up Shmuel from a different bereise. She said, "What a bereise?" No, it's not such equelt. Then Taisva says, "V'yesh litchais." The Shmuel have a meforish she'ein bo yachayis. I know she meforish shloikibul olav achayis. Shmuel learned a different pshat. Shmuel says like this: if achayis were not written in the shtar at all, nothing was written. That's a fluky shtar, and you can't mum Philip and Bnei Chayr, whatever the reason is. But what if in the shtar it says, he's lending him money, and you can't mum from a chayis, he's not mekabel a chayis. It says beferish in the shtar. This shmul is also made as a good shtar. And that's how it's, their shmul is made. Let's not get into the lumdus what the difference is, but their shmul is made. So Memele, so this Bereis is not at all problematic according to Shmuel. Shmuel will say that this Bereis is speaking about that it says Beferish in the Shtar that he wasn't Meshabbat, he came from Mamfa Meshabodim. Shemafurish like kibbal all of achayis. Fine. So memele, so it's mechlau, not a kasha and shmu. But now Tais has got into hot water. That means if I could say, shtar she'en bo yachayis means, not that nothing was written. It's written beferish that he wasn't mekabel achayis. So then our whole Gemara shver. Our whole Gemara proved that this Bereis is going according to Rameya, because Rameya is the one that holds Achayis Tosayf. Now the whole Shaila of Achayis Tosayf is if not was written. So now I'm claiming a shaila, is this a toy safe? Is it not a toy safe? Fine. But if I have the capabilities of saying that the Baraisa is speaking about that he wrote Beferish, that he's not Mekabel Achai, so the whole Gemara doesn't start. So who says the Baraisa is going according to Rameh? It's a different case over here. It's speaking about Beferish, that he wrote in the Shtar, not Mekabel Achai. Oh, the muki lohoche karamei, mishim de lochoire kevose yosi. That means, that's a shtikal akimta to say it. Get sheim boy achayis, pashtis is speaking about that it wasn't written achayis. Not that it is speaking about that he wrote beferish and not mekabel achayis. So our gemara assumed that that's the case. So mamel therefore our gemara assumed that's going according to Rameya Shmuel personally, you'll say different pshat the baris. Let us skip the second tais, the next tais, because we really will appreciate it after we learn the Gemara further. The Osi bal are v'shokel aro u'shmocha. So the Gemara understood that here we constant the lekeach. We have a whole scenario. We have a scenario that the lekeach we said was. He knew that it was Gozel. He thought that Kalka Nigzelis. And he doesn't get the Yitzias from the Nigzel. He mons the Yitzias from the Moicha, the Gazlan. So you see that we can't send the Lekeach in that plot that he can't mon the Yitzias from the Nigzel. Now let us see Tais. The osa bal are v'shokil are u'shmochet. The shvach peiris means that the bal hakarke, the nigzal, takes away the karke and the complete shvach. Shma mino b'shoikik na mikone. So we see that Rameya comes in b'shoikik. Zik toisvis, avi motzi lishnuyeim, the b'shvach hayeser ala yitziye mairi. You know, Taisu says, you know, I could learn that it's speaking about that the Shvach, I'll tell you like this, the Nigzal paid the Gazlan Keneged the Yitzir. Fine. That's there's no Knas whatsoever. The Shvach that he's moaning from the Moichel is the Shvach Yeser Ali Yitzir. That means, so Taisu is saying, the whole Gemara is proving a point. Only if you assume that the shvach that is goyve from the moicha, which is the gazon, is the complete shvach, the shvach plus the yitzis. Then you have a kasha, so why didn't he mon the yitzis from the nigzel? Ooh, is that right? We can't send the lekeach. But Taisha says, I could very readily learn that it's speaking about that he's being goyve the shvach from the gazon, the shvach, a yeser ala yitzis. The Yitzir, he mons from the Nigzel Taka, like a Pialoche. He wouldn't have any raya whatsoever. So this is Enochanami. Have a motzi lishnui the Bishvach HaYesar Yitzir Mairi. Tohu lai have a knas. That, the knas, the Shvach HaYesar Ali Yitzir, that Mi'ikar Adini doesn't pay, the Nigzel doesn't have to pay him. The Kivin, the Kaka, ain't a Nigzelis. We should say the Mori Ashpecha. He's not kind of with Shinui. So this Shvach Zicha belongs to the Nigzal. V'leidomi le'metaltlim. By metaltlim, if a Gazlan is Mashbiach. So then we have here a Cheshben of Shinui, Shini Koine. Then we have to be Mefalpo. Why wasn't the Gazlan Koine the Shvach? But, we're speaking about Kalke, the Shvach of the Kalke, Me'ikar Adin belongs to the Nigzal. Bafilu lishmu. So Mamela, what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying, Havemotzi lishnuye. That means Taisvis is saying as follows. This whole raya that the Gemara wanted to prove that Rameya consent is not an absolute raya. We could have been doiched the raya in the beginning of the sugya. have a motzi lishnuye, the bais is going according to Rameya, yeman shvach from the gazlon, but that's a shvach yeser al yitzir. This rai is not an absolute rai. The more assume that speak about the whole shvach. No, if it's the whole shvach, you have a rai, but it's not mukhach. Number one. Bafilu lishmu. Now Taisva says, Afilush mudam a pair kam the bob metzia, the lekeh me gaz on less le shvachim. He can look me, can gain shikonu me yoda, he can do my hosom. Now let us just explain what Taisus is saying. Taisus wants to drill into us, this raya from the baraisa is not muchach. Now there's a shmul and bob metzia, and maybe you'll tell me, but according to shmul it is muchach. So Taisa says, according to Shmuel, it's also not muchach, and let us explain. Shmuel said, Amor de Kizach. Shmuel said, Ashrek lecha chumre. A what? Shmuel said that, Afilu, let's talk about a case. Reuven stole Shimon's karke and sold it to Levi. And then he wrote a shtar mechira. But if anything, for any way, they'll take away from you the karke, I'll pay you for the money you gave me, and I'll pay you the shvach. Zok Shmuel, and if that happened, it happened that if they took away the karke, Zok Shmuel, he's not allowed to pay the shvach. He don't pay the shvach, even though it was written, not to pay the shvach. Why not to pay the shvach? So Shmuel said, I'm going to the kizach. Between you and me, was there a mechira here? An echta ketok? There's no mechira. Reuven sold Shimon's karke. So that's called a mekech hamemke. You can't sell Shimon's karke. Fine. So you know what really happened over here? Let me tell you what really happened. We made an asik with a karke, but the karke was never sold, never purchased. Fine. You know what really happened over here? What happened over here was that Levi, who, in parentheses, purchased the karke, in reality, didn't purchase anything. He lent Reuven $1,000. That's what really happened over here. Because there was no Mekech HaMemke over here. There was no transaction over here. So it was a halva. He lent him $1,000. Fine. Lent him $1,000. Now, that's what really happened. Now, Levi's Mashbir the Karke. Now there's a notmach with Reuven. If the Gazan takes it away, you're going to pay me the shvach. So now let's look at it with scrutinizing eyes. You know what really happened over here? He lent him $1,000. He's paying him back $1,300. That's what's really happening over here. This is mamish aribis tekeshayla. This is ribis. That means it's not pshat. There was a mekech hamemke. He's mekabel achrayis. It's shtusim. He didn't sell anything. There was no sale. There was a halva. If money was given and money is paid back, that is called a halva balas. And it's a halva, and so Shmuel said, you can't pay him for the shvach. That's called ribis. It's a ribis the kishayla. What can you pay him? You can't pay for the hitzos. For the hitzos, it seems the hitzos that Levi invested in the karke, that is not merzik ribis if Reuven will pay him back. Invested money, that is not ribis. So according to Shmuel, this Barais al-Kochach is speaking about not the shvach, yes, aloitzo, because that you're not allowed to pay. It's talking about the keneged ayitziyah. If it's keneged ayitziyah, so kancha lebem, so why did the nigzel pay for it? The nigzel is mechuyev to pay. Is oiski shparte kamsen de lekeach? So Taisus wants to say, so according to Shmuel, it's muchach the raya. So Taisus says, v'afil l'shmuel dam apere kam da ba metziye, l'kech mi gazon les l'shvochi, ike luk mi kegayin shekoni mi yodoi, ki da marhoso. We could say, it's speaking about the whole shvach, v'afil according to Shmuel, and Shmuel is moide, if they made a kinyan chalipin, b'shas the mechel, that he's going to pay him for the shvach, then there's no ribis to kishayla. So Mamele, so it's not Mucha that according to Shmuel was speaking about the Shvach and Neged, the Yitzias, and that we counsel the Lekeach. Elo Dabalav, Ochi Mishani Shapel. It's the Gemara says a teretz about Kaponim, the Gemara, what is Tosfos saying? Between you and me, the Gemara could have slugged up this Raya by saying, we're not only speaking about the Shvach HaYeser Ala HaYetziyah, and the Yetziyah the Nigzal pays, and then we would have no Raya whatsoever, and the Gemara could have done it, but the Gemara says, no, Apollo, you'll say that Shvach means also Keneged HaYetziyah. You still don't have a Raya that Rameir is Moide, that they can't be shaking, because could be, here it's not speaking about a Ma'oret, it's speaking about a Talmud Chochem, who's not a shaking.